That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. How's everybody doing tonight? We all got through Halloween. Actually, we had a great time Halloween. I had 300 kids, and we had a party, and my guests made lasagna, and we had a good time. So tonight is the approach to the eclipse, and we'll start really feeling the energies tomorrow. We are having a total blood lunar eclipse. And the name of the show tonight is Crossing a Threshold. Now hang on, because at the end of the show, in the second half, I'm going to give you the 2023 predictions. So here we go. There are three themes with this November eclipse that are going to create both global and personal shifts in power. November brings a strong intensity around power shifts worldwide. Shifts happen quickly, and we will be able to have clarity with it. Oh, that'll be a first for a while. The release of assumptions is number one. We are now learning that what we have believed in the past is not correct, that we have been horribly lied to. And there's a humbling that happens inside of us when we learn that we're wrong about something. And we're about to learn that there's been wrong about a lot of things. The second one is, why are you alive right now? Do you know? Are there any deciding factors for you? You need to allow your bravery to appear, because we forget how much we affect the world around us through the way that we show up and are with people and interact. Are you here to be all that you desire, all that you can become? Or are you just plowing along doing what you're told and what others expect of you? When you were a child, did you have a goal in mind? Did you have a career in mind? Have you been able to meet that goal? Think about it. Now, the end result of all this may be disorientation, and that's okay at this time. We're ascending. We are pulling out of the Maya, and it is a fast pullout. You may even question if you're in your body at times. But since we all haven't birthed the new world yet, these feelings will be far for the course. They're going to be normal for a while. One step forward, two steps back. It's a strange time. And even if you are well grounded, you will have moments of disorientation. So if you're alive, walking around, and you have all your faculties, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Your body begins to react to the energies, and they're very intense. You may live a full life yet feel empty. You may not have been able to experience the way you want to be yet. A lot of conflicts are changing. Things which are petty can be nullified and swept away by a greater importance, and it's coming. An event comes in that there will be such a strong emotional event that our thinking and values are going to change. The solar eclipse on October 25th set the stage for us to re-examine what we want in life. What are we pushing for? What has come to the surface for you in the last 2 weeks? The weeks between eclipses is what you need to focus on. And that which no longer is relevant in your life. Between 2019 and now, all of us have been going through a process of realignment. For many, it's been difficult. All the baby boomers have the Saturn-Uranus conjunction in Taurus in the 40s or 50s. I have not heard any reference to this in the astrology online. These people are in their late 70s and 80s. They are hit directly with these energies, as will the Leo and the Aquarius energies in Scorpio later in the year. What I'm saying is Uranus and Saturn are conjunct in Leo, conjunct in Taurus, conjunct in Aquarius. And those are all going to be affected by the eclipse. There will be so many material changes. This full eclipse sign is in the sign of Taurus, and that's the material sign of life. So this is about the money that you earn. It's about the way your relationships affect your material reality. It's bills, expenses, budgets, and business. All of this is really going to change for you. Taurus rules money, banks, currencies. It also has to do with our safety and security. Scorpio has to do with big money, hidden money. As I have said before, investments, mortgages, loans, debts, the stock market, as well as power and fear, a universal fear, a deep fear that you can't really describe. And that comes when you really don't know what's coming next, and you're in a state of confusion. It's linked to things like the underground, ruled by Pluto, that wants to dig into deep areas. It's very much related to deep, dark secrets. We are going into the dark to bring these matters up so we can see them in the light, but we're not going to be in the dark much longer. The universal consciousness wants to move from complicated to a simpler way of life. Put your feet on the grass, connect to the earth, and walk through nature. Do that in these next few days. It's very healing. If you're thinking about making a change in your career sector, now would be a really potent time to do so. If you own a business or a shop, you can begin to understand how to bring all that up to date, because we've had the North Node in Taurus, which is push people to expand and multiply, to upgrade, to optimize their systems. All the banks have done this, as well as your top social medias. Everything that's material. We're in material. We're in the fixed sign of Taurus. You may feel that you have reached a material goal, and what comes into focus is another climb upwards, another challenge, another mountain to climb. As you reach this goal, you see the beginning of another larger goal, and this is ambitious energy. It gives you motivation, as well as a redistribution of your ambition. A lunar eclipse is a removal of something. It takes something away. It's in Taurus. So it could be the removal of a previous ambition and the replacement with a new one. People are constructing new goals here, also devaluing. So it could devalue a previous set of goals, for one thing, and also could devalue the stock market. And I will tell you this, it's done a pretty good job since last spring. I know two people that I work with. One is going to quit her job because she can't stand it anymore. And I told her to trust herself that if that's how she felt, to go ahead and do it. And then she had so much talent, she could make get another job or do something online immediately. Another man that I know is retiring. Now, he doesn't know what's coming ahead, but he's retiring. And another one is just not going to do his job anymore. He's okay with it. He doesn't know what he wants to do. He's already retired. But he'll get his time taken up, because we always do. Doing things on a hunch or with the flip of a coin or a pendulum swing maybe bring some good results in time, but the key word here is to use caution. Be careful of any kind of gambling, especially mentally here, as well as overestimation. For overestimation of luck or yourself. Anything that's really inflated is quite dangerous, as well as currency and overinflated ego or money, because that could quickly be deflated. A lot of things will be changing because of the powerful influence of this eclipse. There's a feeling of previous conclusion or estimations being proven wrong here. Some of our thoughts that we've had for a long time are going to be proven to be false. There will be something removed here, an overinflated ego, a sense of self, decision, that will have to be replaced with the truth. The truth has to come out as clarity comes in. There are going to be shocking events, surprises, things happening out of the blue that could affect Election Day. The energy of Election Day, and for the past 2 weeks, has been and will continue to be very unstable. Uranus wants us to move forward into our future, but Saturn is putting a block on things. We just have to wait to see what unfolds. Saturn says, not so fast. We need to thoroughly prepare for what's coming in. Deeply hidden secrets, like Hunter Biden's laptop, or the Jeffrey Epstein investigation, puts a lock on the truth. People do not want the truth coming out, as well as the current problems with the FBI. This will also affect our relationships. The tension is the astrology, and it's remarkable right now. Venus is in Scorpio along with the Sun, and this brings in issues of control, possessiveness, jealousy, particularly if it falls in your fifth or seventh house. One is the house of romance, and the other is the house of partnerships. We are actually in the struggle with individual power versus state or government power. There is a strong indication of efforts to suppress the facts and the truth. We have a long-running square between Neptune, which does cover-ups, and Mars, which is action and war. Mars is speed. Mars speeds up, moves quickly, but it has just turned retrograde, and everything is slowed up. It's also a very tricky energy. Neptune represents lies, drugs, alcohol, and telling false stories. Mercury is quick. It's a come on. It's hurry up, But Mars is stuck, so the energy builds up like the air in a balloon and can't easily flow. This creates tension. Mars in Gemini, who wants to bring out many facts out into the open, are hitting layers of fog and mist that's brought about by Neptune. And this energy is so great for spiritual practice and meditation, it's fine, but not great for clarity. So we need to stop for our weekly cosmic tip. And I want you to listen carefully because I really tried to make clear what's happening this week. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of November 7th through November 13th, 2022. November begins as the time between the October 25th solar eclipse in Scorpio and the coming total lunar eclipse on November 8th in Taurus. This is called the time of the eclipse season. These energies can bring old emotions up to the surface or other hidden matters. Because Mars is freshly retrograde in Gemini, combined with the lunar eclipse, it is important to use discernment in all the political ads, which has not been done. I use 3 months before and after the eclipse as its effective range, and we have already seen quite a few lies by the political organizations. Communication planet Mercury and relationship planet Venus are both an adventurous and risk-taking Sagittarius at the end of the month. This is both a travel and a party combination. We're coming into the holiday season. People want to travel now, but must make room for adjustments as the warrior planet Mars is retrograde in Gemini and a sign associated with transportation and delays. And a lot of it is going to be fuel delays. So it might be slow going to get to the place of your destination for both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Allow enough time and don't be surprised if there's cancellations and changes of schedule. Monday morning holds minor challenges. Most likely you will feel tired and of low energy and no motivation. We are also adjusting to the time change as daylight savings time came to an end on the weekend. Get a good night's rest for Monday when the moon moves into hard-working Taurus. There's a total lunar eclipse on Tuesday, November 8th, and that's also USA Election Day. And the eclipse is at 17 degrees Taurus. And why does it seem like every major USA general election lately coincides with a cluster of intense, confusing, and upsetting astral energies? The last election of 2020 will seem like a smooth, streamlined democratic process compared to this doozy of an election in the midterms, when a full-time lunar eclipse in Taurus conjuncts Uranus, while opposing Venus, Mercury, and the Sun in Scorpio, as well as squaring Saturn in Aquarius. Actually, that could bring a nationwide power outage, which I've been concerned about. Don't forget that Mars is retrograde in Gemini as well. Ouch! Surprise upsets are the feature film, along with secretive machinics and backroom alliances on both sides of the coin, all of which can threaten the stability of our democratic system. Confusion abounds, and with Mars retrograde, no one really is ready to step in and take charge and pick up the pieces, and there will be a lot of pieces. Early risers in Hawaii and the Western North America can see the entire eclipse. There is a pattern set up called the T-square, and that has you feeling pulled in three directions simultaneously. The nurturing moon in Taurus wants security and comfort, but it's aligned with Uranus that wants freedom and adventure into the unknown. That's why I'm worried about an electrical outage of some kind, because Uranus rules electricity, and it isn't going to behave well at all. The Sun in Scorpio is aligned with mental Mercury and balancing Venus. This is likely to bring sarcastic and cynical remarks and strange thoughts for those conspiracy theorists. The balancing point is responsible Saturn in Aquarius. The ideal of Aquarius is to create win-win environments, so hopefully this will help minimize any sore losers. This bewildering energy continues into Wednesday and Thursday with an opposition of the Sun and Uranus along with a square with Mercury and Saturn. Oh boy, it's really something up there, and probably down here as well. A soothing, calming trine between Venus, Mercury, and Neptune late Thursday afternoon and Saturday could deceptively lull people into believing all is well and back to business as usual. But behind the scenes, there could still be chaos due to Friday's square between Sun and Saturn, along with a lunar conjunction of Mars squaring Neptune and Jupiter. This energy tells us that there could be some long-standing, shady deals lingering in the background that threaten to blow up the entire election process. It's going to be something to watch. The positive tone of all this hidden energy coming to the surface is the opportunity to transform your value system and release all these emotional wounds, the lies, the deception. When the truth comes up, sit with it for a while and let your body go through its changes of anger and upset and get to a new place of acceptance, compliance, and peace. Although Saturn in Aquarius is slow but sure, it still offers opportunities to create new worlds for those who are willing to move forward. So take that giant step. Allow your life to change. So many people are going through some wonderful changes. They're having the courage to leave tiresome jobs and start something new. They're having the courage to write or musically to create, as well as medical discoveries that will be coming along. So it really is all for the good, even though it may hurt right now. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
Hi, I'm back, and I hope you did listen to the Stargazing Report, and it's always on YouTube and my website, which is new-visions.com, if you miss it now. So we were talking about Neptune. Now, the planet Neptune is in Pisces right now, and Neptune brings in doubts. Is it true? Is it not true? Is it another lie or an illusion? What are the facts? What's the truth? And this is very complex and confusing, and one can get very mentally scattered. Well, what's the real picture? Just don't allow yourself to get cut off in that, because it will be too tiring for you. Don't give energy to it. Wait it all out. Remember what I said. Whatever you hear, whatever you like or don't like, drop into your heart, put a light in there, and wait for your guides to tell you the truth. They will. So we have Jupiter in the mix, because that's in Pisces too. So whatever is coming out is our new truth, as our new truth, it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's going to be on the world stage. I can think of a few things here that it could be. So here we go. Joe Biden resigns. King Charles III finds out he has another son. Putin has a tumor and doesn't have long for this world. Israel has some surprises. And Nancy Pelosi is removed from office. There's going to be videos of whatever's happening, and there's going to be proof about the hidden truth, and it's going to be big. Now, I just gave you some suggestions. I didn't say they were going to happen. I said it's possible. Everything is possible. Because Neptune rules oil, and Jupiter represents expansion. As I said back in April, that oil prices would go up, and that we were in for a period of inflation. I also said that distribution of goods would be interfered with and would go up in price, and this will continue on through next April of 2023. Neptune also rules flooding, along with Jupiter, expansion, big water. The Mississippi River and its path will be completely reformed in these next 2 years, if not sooner, along with parts of the Ohio and Missouri rivers. We have also seen major flooding in Australia and South Africa. Remember that a total eclipse brings in permanent change. The eclipse has a strong aspect to the EU, the European nations, NATO, the Federal Reserve, and the UN. These are big organizations. It also crosses the midheaven of President Biden, and we have a lot of potential energy upsets with countries, leaders, finances, and large worldwide organizations. Don't expect everything to happen in one day, please. It didn't happen. She's not right. No, no, no. This is a six-month cycle, but the energy comes in on Tuesday. Let me give an example of how this works. Supposing you have a car and one of the bolts gets loose on your back tire. The tire is not going to fall off in one day, and then another one, and then another. It takes time, maybe 2 months, and all of a sudden your tire goes flying on the parkway. And that happened because the energy came in the minute the first one got loose. So I hope that helps you to realize how this all works. And remember, whatever happens in the U.S. will ripple through the world. Economy, food, wars and rumors of wars, home base, fuel, and leaders. So there's a lot going on all at once, all across the world. I have a lot more information for you. I'm just going to say something. Once you know that something is incorrect, once you know that something is wrong or incorrect, you have more of an ability to correct the lies in your life, in your head. And that's going to be very positive with this lunar eclipse. It's like understanding the proportion of things. That's what's really been off center for the past 1.5 years. Everything seems to be out of balance, way out of kilter with proportion. And this lunar eclipse is going to bring an end to these Saturn-Uranus squares. That's a relief. That tension and energy is over. It's done its work. What I would like is for all of you tonight after the show to get quiet and to go within and to look at what you've been able to correct, what you've been able to let go of, or what's staring you right in the face that you know you have to change, and then work on doing it. And that will help you a lot, especially after we move into Sagittarius season on November 22nd. Saturn turns direct and moves out of the 1 degree orb with Uranus. And there will be some effects, yes. But no new manifestations of that dark, destructive energy that we've been having all along. We're in the energy of picking up the pieces that cause any type of shattering and breaking. We're going to take our half-hour break, and I will be back with a little more about the eclipse and what's going on with the election, and I'll give you a few of the 2023 predictions. So hang in there. I'll be right back.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Did all of you hear that applause? My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. And that was Kate Smith singing God Bless America to Yankee Stadium. I'm playing that for a reason. This lady was a wonderful patriot. She loved her country. She did so much for this country when she lived in the 40s and 50s. So God bless Kate Smith and God bless America. Now we're going to continue with We're Crossing a Threshold. What I wanted to say to you is that we are at the end of the Saturn-Uranus square, and life is going to start to get better. And I will tell you that we're going on with breaking away. We still have more growing pains to go, but it's wonderful. We have a little bit of more pain to go through as we go through the changes and cleaning up. So this Taurus energy can change consumer spirits and the emotional trauma that was leading people to buy and consume things. The advertising industry and the use of plastic will undergo a huge change as well. We will cut back and try to live within our means without incurring the additional expenses. Our way of dealing with pain will change. This goes back to the Scorpio eclipse in October, because we have had these eclipses in Taurus Scorpio access. Sources of pain, trauma, empowerment, and disempowerment are coming into question. For some people, this will be a powerful, intuitive message because of what you have been able to release and let go of. For some people, you are now in a powerful version of yourself. You now have the resources you need. You now have a foundation after years and years and years of work. I'm not only talking about physical pain. I'm talking about mental, emotional pain, the way that you have advanced in life and the way that you have achieved. For some others, the foundation could be weakened, scrutinized, or come into question here. It all depends on which energy you've been working with. Are you in alignment with this future energy? If you are, then you can strengthen your foundation. In looking at assets, holding, material things, there has been damage. How are these utilized? It's not just material things. Your values are being assessed, mindsets, principles, ethics. Many people are not happy with the values they have. So they're working hard to get stronger values, and they're pushing hard to get something that they're pushing very hard to get something that they already have inside. They just don't know they have it inside. They have to be able to find it and work with it. Because of the energy of the past several years, they don't realize that they have it. This eclipse energy is more of an opportunity to understand more of your inherent value to heal things like your self-value, self-esteem, self-relationships, and then to go to healing what you have, what you can heal, what the pain is, and what you are working for. This puts you on you. Your path gives your soul understanding and helps you to create a multi-year plan, not just putting one foot in front of the other, but to create a greater path. The path onward to a greater perception is also coming in after this eclipse energy leaves and through the Sagittarius energies and the Capricorn energies of January. This is going to bring you a larger view of what you're going through and what you're moving towards. And of course, we're all moving towards freedom, balance, caring, and love. Throw in a little bit of trust. So to review, Saturn is at 18 degrees Aquarius and Uranus is at 16 degrees. Uranus is still retrograde, but Saturn is moving forward and is headed towards Pisces, which it enters on March 7th, 2023. Think of old world, new world concepts and the conflicts in your life. These are resolving themselves here. An end to unfinished business and reclaiming of who you are. Issues of identity, you know we're having that, especially with the children. Of self-expression, begin to have a light at the end of a very long tunnel. And you should see that you have regained something that was taken from you, or something that you lost before. So you couldn't carry through before because of derailment or previous difficulties. Now, this is very important. There is a need to feel that change, that things will work themselves out. Seeing that the knots are being untied or that a certain conflict point is releasing. It's very, very important to acknowledge that this is happening because we don't want to see these conflicts becoming permanent fixtures in our lives. We really want them to go away, to melt, and to be resolved. Pay close attention here to what's really naturally coming to a close. What is naturally ending, and what is naturally placed aside or pushed away? This could be divine intervention. Can things ever have the right resolution? Can things ever be perfect? Can things ever get up to our expectations? Maybe not. Maybe we have to choose to release certain energies first and replace them with success. It's time to understand the next phase for you. It's time to understand your next step. It's time to understand what you're doing beyond what you've ever done before. It can take a lot to honor this process. This is the eclipse energy. Saturn prevails because it's moving direct and Uranus is retrograde. So it's time to consolidate, to restructure, or reaffirm your structure, to slip back into routine, to do whatever is safe, to do whatever is secure. This is the energy that's winning out. To honor the Uranus energy, we have to see a new way or a new lifestyle while working with the structures that we've set in our life. We have the Sun and Mercury and Venus conjunct, including the South Node. They're all together. The Moon and North Node are in Taurus. The Sun, Mercury, and Venus are in Scorpio. And Saturn is squaring everything in Aquarius. It's setting up a fixed T-square. It's one of the most complicated astrological figures I have ever seen. I cannot believe that all of this is happening at the same time. There's a lot here, and it's very warlike. People are gathering information on both sides to defend themselves with. A lot of gathering of the evidence. You know, I always say, when you have a good friendship, and then your friendship splits up, what you do is gather the evidence to make yourself right and the other person wrong. Of course, that's all illusion and ego. And people are doing this. They're gathering the evidence. And Saturn is the referee, the mediator. There's a sense of a judge coming forward. So there will be courts involved, as well as having some level-headed people come in to make final decisions between the two parties at this time. We do have some very dark energy here. But also, we will have a change in the status quo, a change in what's happening. There will be a settling down coming with such powerful energy breakup and acceptance, realizing that reformation will quell the opposition. But it may not come until mid-December. My date is between December 12th and December 16th. That's when we may know the result of some of the elections that we're having on Tuesday. Also, the South Node energy seems to be stronger than the North Node energies. Now, that's the past being stronger than the future. The shallow and petty energies that have been expressed are like a fad, something to participate in, something to pass the time. Take a look in your own life and ask yourself, am I doing this because of boredom or just to pass the time? There is an angry, volatile configuration with this eclipse that will be short-lived, but it could be very damaging. There's also an inner peaceful feeling and a feeling that times will be more enduring. I want everyone to know that, and I want everyone to concentrate on the coming peace. Understanding that peace needs to return. The chaos, misunderstanding, pettiness, and violence happening now really needs to calm down and return to law and order and peace. So focus on that. How can all of this upset be returned to peace? Ego violence and ego hate may be prevalent. Do not succumb to it. It's here for a short period of time. Almost like the final hard-pushing labor pains as we birth a new society. 2023 will be a different energy with a different feel. I will be on Coast to Coast AM just after New Year's with my 2023 prediction. It's my favorite time of year. I love to do predictions, and I do have a few for you tonight. What I want to sum up about this eclipse, there is a fast, destructive momentum building up that really can't be stopped now. But how you move through this energy is important, with grace, love, peace, hanging on to the fact that this has to happen in order to bring in the following peace, dark versus light. Light always wins. Understand this energy. South node, Venus, Sun, Mercury. There is something with this energy that has been long running. Don't get caught up in ego games. When people begin to go wild and try to force their thoughts on big moving things, and there's a big powerful momentum moving here, there's an invisible force, very strong. Try to drop into your heart. Trust and remain peaceful. It's a bit hard to explain. I'm trying to tell you what is difficult. But many of you listening tonight will get the picture. There's a lot of energetic forces that can push us the other way. Mars in Gemini retrograde is very military, also harsh, mean, cruel, nasty, and not listening. This can be a bark with no bite as well, but the bark can instill fear, can bring in damage. There's also verbal abuse, bullying, and other types of violence, sudden and not expected. If you're around people like that, keep your distance. Don't feed the fire. Gossip can become a weapon. Social media and the grapevine can be very destructive here. You know, sometimes when we're accused of something, we get defensive. Don't get defensive. Just say back, I'm sorry you feel that way, or thank you for letting me know that you feel that way. And that's going to stop a fight. It really helps. The loving response. Mars retrograde in Gemini is not good at this time. Whatever sign Mars retrogrades in shows the collective thoughts and mood. Gemini represents communication. People do destructive things. And Mars retrograde in Gemini brings out mean and nasty behavior. Mars in Gemini is air, and the air can change suddenly to hot air. The atmosphere suddenly shifts very, very fast. With Mars and Pluto's where they are, and Saturn breaking up this energy, it can't be sustained for a long-lasting time. We will all want to see a greater prosperity that hasn't yet been realized. This combustible energy focuses on that which one thinks. One knows that which has been present for a long time. These limits and blocks in the energy for a new horizon and new opportunity are here. But they're limited. They're limited by Saturn right now. We're going to jump over them and we're going to bring in the new horizons and the new opportunities. All we have to do is change a lot of things around us. One may put their force in what they think they already know, what they think they already have a grasp on. And this ego energy diminishes new horizons when we get into conflicts like this. This is a huge eclipse, and it's going to bring us a lot of lessons and growth. But focus on the outcome. I do hope these messages have been very helpful to you. I have not heard from many of my listeners. I understand that I have a lot of them. I'd like you to send me an email. You can do elizabeth@new-visions.com. And let me know what you think of these shows and if you want me to continue into 2023. So with that, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And here are some of the things that are coming in 2023. And this is only a partial list. The most important thing in 2023 will be the food shortages. Poor weather brings crop shortages. The weather events are going to get worse because of global warming. There's also going to be cattle illness. The fish stock is going to dry up because of poisons in the ocean. This is all going to bring famine to the third world nations. Illegal immigration escalates from out of Africa and Europe, and the U.S. see greater and greater immigrants, and the food is going to run out, and these immigrants are going to keep coming because they don't have any food either. There'll be much social division and unrest in Brazil and the USA, and there's going to be actual fighting in the streets. Brazil is fighting not to be taken over by Marxism and leftists. And they are fighting very hard. There's going to be great hardship and scarcity everywhere. China is going to have great food shortage. The president, the head of China, I can't say his name, I want to say ex-son, was conjunct, his son was conjunct by the eclipse. Now China is going to buy up the food from the reserves of the rest of the world, which is going to worsen the situation. There will be a recession and there will be financial problems in 2023. What I predicted in 2022 has happened and will continue through 2023. More and more world conflicts. I feel that China and India are going to go to war, and they're going to go to war over a couple of things, and one of them is money. Putin may pass. I mentioned this in 2022. He has a tumor, but also he begins to develop a mental problem. No, the Ukraine war will not be stopped with this event. It will grind on and on. In December 2022, Putin will let a harmful nuclear energy escape throughout the Ukraine. It's not a nuclear bomb. We're never going to have a nuclear bomb. But perhaps blowing up a nuclear power plant in the Ukraine. And this will be very, very bad and a huge problem for Europe. A naval conflict is possible with Taiwan and may begin now. It might begin in November or early December in 2022. There'll be tons of cyber crimes and hacking. The Navy is going to create naval blockades and embargoes along the China-Taiwan coast. Iran goes through an uprising, a civil war, and Israel may hit an Iranian nuclear site to stop them from developing bombs because they have the technology. A strike happens in Iran to destroy their nuclear bomb-making site. Israel may be to blame. But it really comes from aliens from the other world, which I mentioned to you before. All is disintegrated, so the world won't suffer. We're going to have huge solar flares. Heads up, everybody. The sun creates our weather, and solar flares have to be paid attention to. And the flares that we're going to be having are going to be larger than any we've ever seen. This will affect our technology and weather. And it will occur throughout 2023. I have said for a long time that 2023 and 2024 will be very challenging years. As we enter 2025, the turmoil will start to ease up. In 2025, I see a new council coming together for peace and prosperity. This is not the UN. In fact, it's Asia-based. China and India, and may be a result of the upcoming conflict with Taiwan. And this organization that's coming will be for the good. Remember, no seer can predict actually what's going to happen. They feel the energy, but the future is always in a state of flux, and many things can change, brought about by anger or by prayer. Our thoughts and energy actually affect the cosmic consciousness. I have one more thing to say, and then we're going to go into our meditation. What I have to say is do not be surprised if on Tuesday there are a lot of electrical burnouts and shortages so people can't vote. Pray for the outcome, and let's know that we have to save our country. And we will. I believe we will. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I'll be back next week with some of more information about 2023 and with some other exciting things that are coming before that. So thank you for listening. We're going to be hearing Let There Be Peace on Earth with Elizabeth Hepburn and the West Point Choral Orchestra. And then we'll hear the meditation and we'll finish with We Can Have Peace on Earth by Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry we ran over, and good night. Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath.
Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you.